News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's get the latest from London. Enda Brady from Sky News joins us. Enda, this is a huge shock. It's a huge development this morning.
Yeah, morning, Shane. Yeah, bombshell announcement, really. You know, in a way, we knew this was coming because there was a strut and a confidence to the anti-Theresa May MPs last night that we hadn't really seen for a couple of weeks. They had their tails up a couple of weeks ago when Rees-Mogg felt that he had got the 48. And, of course, he was then accused of leading a Dad's Army-style plot because it blustered and blundered and never went anywhere. Well, the numbers are over the line now. Sir Graham Brady was the only person who knew how many letters had gone in. 48 was the magic number that had to be triggered. 15% of the Conservative Party, that is 48. He has 48 letters at least now. And everyone will be frantically doing the sums to work out what is needed tonight. This is a critical, critical day. It really, really is. Not just for Britain, but for Ireland as well. Because if she goes, and she is replaced by any one of those names, apart from Jeremy Hunt, who you mentioned, the rest of them are all hard Brexiteers. And if they get their way, that will mean a hard border in Ireland.
The numbers, obviously this is a numbers game, but it's not just a numbers game. I mean, there is a possibility, I think it happened with Margaret Thatcher back in 1990, there's a possibility that she could technically win the vote, but there would be such a level of opposition to her that she may be compelled to actually resign despite winning that vote.
Yeah, I can't ever see, maybe I'm predicting this too early, but I can't ever see a situation where a lady like Theresa May resigns. The situation tonight, she needs to get 158 votes. If she gets 158 votes, that is half the Conservative Party that's in Parliament plus one. They have 315 MPs. She gets 158 votes. Nobody from within the Conservative Party can touch her for 12 months. I think she has a strong sense of duty. She's a very, very resilient lady, rightly or wrongly, as we have seen. And I think her trip to Dublin this evening to meet the Taoiseach, I think you can forget about that. The 1922 backbench committee will meet at 5 o'clock. And this ballot will take place between 6 and 8 p.m. And thereafter, Sir Graham Brady, who's the chairman of that committee, he will release the results. So what will happen now is, I would imagine, all the people who are flexing their muscles and have leadership ambitions themselves, they will be on the phones. And I think you'll see a lot of people rowing in behind Boris Johnson, because whether people like him or not, he's extremely popular with the electorate. And that is the conundrum for the Conservative Party. They want someone that can lead them, who can win an election. And even though he has serious pockets of resistance inside the Tory party, they know that Boris is reasonably popular out there.
News just coming through, Enda, that Theresa May will make a statement outside Downing Street just in the coming hours, so at some point this morning. I'm very interested by what you had to say there. Because there's kind of an old kind of gentlemanly customs, a lot of sort of customs to British politics about if a certain number of MPs are against you, well, then it's time to go, even if it's not a majority. You think those rules have changed? You think if Theresa May gets to 158, nothing is going to budge her?
I think she will push on. She will push on regardless. She is a Remainer. Remember, two years ago, she was campaigning for Britain to stay in the European Union. She feels that the deal she has got is the best it's ever going to get. And let's face it, a no-deal, hard Brexit departure from the European Union is going to be catastrophic for the UK. You know, they're making preparations for no deal now. There are tales of hospitals stockpiling medicines. And only last week we had Kent County Council, where Dover, the port of Dover, is in the county of Kent. And they released their kind of analysis of what would happen in the event of a no-deal Brexit. And it was pretty cataclysmic. You know, the motorways of Kent would be blocked up with lorries. Nothing would come in or go out of Dover. You know, people, I think today is a very, very significant day. So an hour-by-hour basis. But people to keep an eye on today. Prime Minister's questions at 12:30, that will be, I would imagine, really hot and febrile and tense. And then Boris Johnson, watch Boris's mood and manner, and I'm sure reporters will be doorstepping him in the next 2 hours. He normally goes for a run around this time. If he chooses to speak, speak, watch his demeanour and his body language.
And probably a difficult question to answer. If we're talking this time tomorrow, will Theresa May still be leader of the Conservative Party? What's your guess?
I think she will. I think everything we've seen in this lady's makeup, her resilience, her strength of character, and her fierce, bloody-minded stubbornness to get the job done regardless, I think she'll win the vote and she will keep going. And then the Conservative Party will be in utter turmoil because they cannot oust her for 12 months. Now, that said, Labour could still heap pressure on tomorrow, go back into Parliament and call for a vote of no confidence in the government. And then where would we be? So it's an hour-by-hour business. But if I was a gambling man, and I am, I would put my money on her still being Prime Minister tomorrow morning.
Enda Brady, Sky News, thanks indeed for taking our call this morning.
Well, joining us on the line now as well is writer, broadcaster and former Conservative Party MP Edwina Curry. Edwina, you're very welcome to the programme. I'll start with the question Shane finished with. Enda, do you think Theresa May will be Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party this time tomorrow?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And to be honest, I can't see what any of this has got to do with ensuring that we exit the European Union on March the 29th. I can't see what difference it's going to make. You know, whoever is actually in charge of the carriage, it's about to start crossing the stream, and changing horses in midstream has never been a very good idea. I suspect that she'll do very well. There's been a lot of immediate tweeting from a number of quite senior figures and from people who are well respected in the Conservative Party, saying that they will back her tonight, that she has the right qualities to keep going. And yeah, there will be probably no debate in the 22 committee. They tend to do things with pursed lips, and they whisper in corners, that kind of thing. This is a classic conspirator's activity, and if Jacob Rees-Mogg is leading it, it's almost certainly doomed to fail.
Well, Jacob Rees-Mogg failed, we know, that the week before last to oust Theresa May. Would you not be concerned for her that in the last couple of days there has been a swing in the momentum in his direction?
I think there's been a degree of removal of the doubt. She's been getting the benefit of the doubt from some people who don't feel that she was strong enough on Brexit. People, as was hinted earlier, I think in Enda's comment, that they don't care at all about Northern Ireland. They don't want the backstop. They regard, what was it Boris Johnson called it? The tail that wagged the dog. You know, a very offensive remark. They want to see free trade. They want to see Britain running its own affairs. They want, anyways, they want to turn their back on the whole of Europe, not just on Ireland.
Is that not why it does matter, though? Because your point is, like, what has this got to do with Brexit and exiting the European Union? I suppose the point is, and you use the metaphor crossing the stream, that there are those like Boris Johnson who would cross the stream at a deeper point.
Well, they might try and cross the stream in different ways, but they will still find it's a darn stream and it's running very fast. And by the time we get to March 29th, then we will find that we are exiting without proper preparations being made. And that's not good for anybody. It's certainly not good for the relationships between Northern Ireland and Ireland. And there are all sorts of weird things about this, because the deal is actually a good deal for Northern Ireland, and it makes sure that the border isn't a problem, as far as I can see, at all. And yet, and the opinion polls in Northern Ireland show that most of the people there are quite in favour of it. They've got it. And yet the politicians in Northern Ireland have not got their heads around this at all. So in some ways,
certainly
tonight
the DUP politicians haven't. Some have.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. In some ways, tonight is a kind of catharsis, if you like, that the 22 committee is the meeting of the Conservative Party in Parliament. And I think that she will get a resounding measure of support. Last time she had to appear before them, there was a great deal of thumping of desks, which is their traditional, heaven help me, Victorian gentlemanly way of expressing support and appreciation for her efforts. I think she'll get through. I think that will then be done and dusted. She's then got European meetings, council meetings in the next 2 days. At last, they've called one about Brexit. They've been kind of drifting along, all people in Brussels and the heads of state elsewhere, as if it isn't going to happen. And I gather also that the preparations for no deal have been stepped up, so that should go smoother than it might otherwise have done, let's put it like that. And we can get on with it. There's a question of no confidence in the House. If the opposition put down a no confidence in the government vote, then Theresa will win it, I think, without any doubt at all. And again, then she can shrug that off and put that behind her and carry on. If they put down no confidence in the Prime Minister, do you know what? She's going to take no notice. I mean, Jeremy Corbyn has survived two no confidence votes from his own members in the House of Commons. He just carries on. You know, you can't shift them if they don't want to go. It's not that easy.
All right. Well, on that note, Edwina Curry, writer, broadcaster, and of course, former Conservative Party MP. Edwina, thanks a million for speaking to us.
Let's go to Chris Green now, Conservative MP for Bolton West and Atherton. Chris, am I right in saying you are one of the 48 signatories that signed this motion of no confidence in Theresa May's leadership?
Yes, I resigned as Parliament Secretary shortly after I put my letter of no confidence in.
What do you think is going to happen? I'm just looking, a lot of early momentum, which I suppose is to be expected, a lot of ministers, a lot of MPs coming out backing Theresa May. Should we read much into that?
No, it's hardly surprising the party chairman and other people appointed by the Prime Minister are expressing the loyalty, and that's fair enough. And it will be a very interesting race, very short race in terms of who can get most support, whether the Prime Minister shores up her support, but she has no confidence in her own plan. The decision by the British people to leave the European Union was the biggest for many decades, and the Prime Minister would refuse to take that plan for a vote in the House of Commons because she had no confidence in winning it. She has no confidence in her own plan. How can we have confidence in her?
What's your call? I mean, I know it's early. You probably haven't got to the House of Commons yet. But what's your sense from talking to your colleagues? Is this going to be a very tight race, do you think?
It's so hard to judge this. And I think it's incredibly difficult to get the 48 letters in. As we've seen, people have been speculating, wondering when the 48 number will be reached. But that's very difficult to do. And you'd have to resign from any government position to oppose the Prime Minister in that circumstance. But the privacy of a polling booth, I think, enables people to reflect what happened at the general election last year, what's happening with the Brexit negotiations, and the Prime Minister does want to stand, I believe, for the next general election. And if she can't deliver one election and a referendum, what gives us any hope that she'll be able to deliver on the following general election?
Theresa May reportedly is going to address the 1922 committee at 5 p.m. How significant do you think that speech will be? Or do you think most MPs will have made their minds up by then?
I think most people will have made their minds up. And normally at these events, there's a very open, a very clear show of the support for the Prime Minister of the day. So I would expect that to be a very positive, very supportive event for Theresa May. But I still expect MPs going to the polling booth afterwards and think and reflect, if the Prime Minister doesn't have confidence in her own plan, her own vision on Brexit, how can we have confidence in her?
Michael Gove has just tweeted in the last couple of moments saying he's backing the Prime Minister 100%. Are you surprised by that or probably not?
No, members of the Cabinet who haven't resigned. And remember, the Prime Minister has had four Cabinet resignations recently and also a number of ministerial resignations. And it's not just people on the Brexit side of the argument, people who clearly support and have supported remaining in the European Union are moving against the Prime Minister. So it's not surprising people who are still there are publicly stating their loyalty. But we have to wait and see how today unfolds, how Prime Minister's question time unfolds before we then, see what the result of the vote is.
We were talking to Enda Brady of Sky News earlier on. He was making the point that 158 votes is what Theresa May needs. Now, I put it to him, the argument that we saw perhaps with Margaret Thatcher in the early 90s. She got the votes she needed, but there was such an opposition to her that her position was untenable. Enda Brady was sort of saying that maybe the rules have changed a little bit, and that if she gets to 158, she's going to hang on in there, that the old kind of gentlemanly rules maybe will not apply. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I think with the general election result last year, to see the Prime Minister and how she resolved to carry on, she really does believe it's her duty. And in that dutiful sense, if she has the majority support, even if it's by one, she'll feel as though she got more support, more people on her side than against. Therefore, it's her duty to carry on. I do believe that the, in that sense, the old rules are out, and it's going to make it a very difficult. If the Prime Minister does win, it's going to make it a very difficult time ahead, because the reason why you have those rules is if 100 or 120, 30 MPs refuse to back her, how can she lead the Conservative Party in this most challenging of times?
Very final question. Do you think she'll still be leader of the Conservative Party this time tomorrow morning?
No.
Okay. Chris Green, Conservative MP for Bolton West and Atherton. Thanks indeed for talking to us.